Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. Let's go through your prep sports schedule for tonight. First of all, in volleyball, Albert Lea is on the road at Rochester John Marshall. That will start at 7. Glenville Emmons, they're going to host Schaefer Academy at 7:15. USC at home in Wells against Randolph at 7:15. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they're going to be in Faribault tonight for volleyball as they take on Bethlehem Academy, 7:15 start. In girls tennis, Albert Lea is on the road at Mankato East at 4:45. USC is at Maple River for a 4:15 start. In girls swimming and diving, Albert Lea is going to host Faribault. Tiger swimmers in town tonight, 6:30 start. Girls soccer, Albert Lea is at Northfield at 7. Boys soccer, Albert Lea is going to be at the Gus tonight, hosting Northfield at 7. And in boys and girls cross country, Lake Mills and Northwood Kensett, both schools compete in a meet at Pioneer Town and Country Club in Manly. That will start at 4:30. Max Kepler homered twice, and rookie Joe Ryan struck out a season-high 11. The Minnesota Twins complete a two-game sweep at Wrigley. They beat the Cubs last night 5-4. The Minnesota Timberwolves have fired president of basketball operations Gersant Rosas. Now, the move comes less than a week before a training camp. It's yet another leadership change for a franchise often in flux. Now, owner Glenn Taylor announced a dismissal in a two-sentence statement that revealed no explanation. The Minnesota Vikings are used to star running back Dalvin Cook fighting through injuries. Now Cook, the team's offensive focal point, demonstrated his toughness again in another physically punishing effort on Sunday at Arizona. Now Cook left the field twice because of separate injuries, but did finish the game with 131 yards on 22 carries in the 34-33 loss. Now Cook and the Vikings, they host Seattle coming up on Sunday, 3:25 kickoff. Cook did not practice yesterday. Now he has left games against the Seahawks because of injuries each of the past two seasons. Baseball recaps from yesterday. The Tampa Bay Rays were able to clinch their third straight American League playoff berth as Austin Meadows hit a three-run homer during a six-run third as the Rays, they hammered the Blue Jays 7-1. The Yankees, they completed a three-game sweep by scoring four runs in the eighth. They beat the Rangers 7-3. Blue Jays lost, Yankees won. The Yankees now have a half-game lead over Toronto for the second American League wild card. The Red Sox, they pound the Mets 12-5. With the win, the Red Sox are two games ahead of the Yankees for the first American League wild card. The Astros, they moved closer to another American League West crowd. Their magic number is down to 3 as they knock off the Angels 9-5. Kyle Seager hit his 35th home run, and the Mariners move within 2.5 games of the second American League wild card as they defeat the A's 4-1. The Giants, their lead in the NL West is now 2 games over the Dodgers after Chris Bryant and Buster Posey led their offense in an 8-6 win at San Diego. The reason it's 2 games because Sam Hillard led a 3-run homer and CJ Cron had 4 hits. The Rockies, they thumped the Dodgers 10-5. The red-hot St. Louis Cardinals, they earned their 11th straight win as they beat the Brewers 10-2. Austin Riley, Ozzie Albies, and Freddie Freeman homered as the Braves ripped the Diamondbacks 9-2. Braves still have a 3-game lead over the Phillies atop the NL East because the Phillies, they beat the Orioles 4-3. Juan Soto provided 3 hits and 3 RBIs as the Nationals, they beat the Marlins 7-5. Tampa Bay's Antonio Brown has been placed on the reserve COVID-19 list and could miss this week's road game against the Rams. Now, the 33-year-old receiver is the second player from the active roster for the defending Super Bowl champions that have been placed on the COVID-19 list this week, joining reserve linebacker and special teams captain Kevin Minter. Justin Fields is set to make his first start for the Bears Sunday against Cleveland as Andy Dalton recovers from a left knee injury. Now, Coach Matt Nagy says Dalton remains the team's number one quarterback, and the plan is for him to be the starter when he is healthy. The National Hockey League says it has found no evidence supporting allegations that San Jose Sharks forward Evander Kane gambled on league games or negatively impacted his team's contest. Those allegations were made by his wife, who is divorcing Kane, and according to the NHL, refused to participate in the investigation. The league says the investigation found no evidence to collaborate allegations that Kane gambled on NHL games or threw hockey games. Any plan to expand the college football playoff has stalled. The CFP Management Committee was not able to formulate a consensus on Wednesday on whether to grow the postseason format from 4 to 12 teams. The committee will reconvene next week with college presidents joining online. No vote is expected. Now, a plan to increase the playoff was unveiled in June. Concerns have been raised about some of the details, including how many games a team would end up playing in a season. At Checka Sports, from the Americana Insurance Press Box, for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.